Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Builder Supply Outlet, Dykstra Home Services, and Realtor Amy Kite. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago.
Good morning, Chicago. It's a little cold out there, but we're here for you. David Hochberg, your host. We are in studio for the next 3 hours, answering all of your real estate, home improvement, mortgage, fixing up a basement, fixing up a kitchen, keeping yourself warm. We are here to help you. Phone lines are open. The MegaPros phone line is open. The text line is open. The picture line is open. And lucky for you, it's the same number, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If you have any questions, don't feel comfortable calling, text them. If you have any pictures of any home improvement challenges, email them. Or no, text them to that number. Don't email them. If you don't feel comfortable calling or texting or sending your pictures, you could send us an email. Go to WGNDavid.com and you can send us an email from there. We start every show with, Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call and text line. And also send pictures in. We'd love to see pictures. It's easier for our experts to analyze your challenge and to give you recommendations to overcome those challenges if you send in pictures of those challenges. Because a picture, as they say, says 1,000 words, I guess. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's go around the horn. We'll go ladies first. Amy Kite, how are you?
Awesome, thank you.
I don't have your microphone on. Amy Kite, how are you?
Awesome.
And your microphone's still not on. Hang on. Amy Kite, one more time. How are you?
Awesome.
There you go. Much better. Amy Kite's on microphone six, everybody. In case everybody's wondering, microphone. In case I fall over, hit my head, and have a grabber, Amy's on microphone six. Amy, microphone six. Remember that. 312-981-7200. Doing all right?
Awesome, yes.
All right, welcome back. It's good to have you. You're going to be talking about real estate, still hotter than blazes out there. And we talked with Jill last week, who came in because she had a family tragedy, and about how hot the market is, and you're going to continue that. And there's a lady listening right now by the name of Pat, who lives in Chicago. She thinks her home's worth $500,000. She owes $350,000. I talked to her at 5:20 last night on the way to go get the sandwiches from Vicino's in Glenview, who helped us feed the medical staff over of the Northwestern Glenview Outpatient Center. And she lives in a home, which we'll talk about later, in Lincoln Square, very hot area, right? She thinks it's worth $500,000 to $550,000. She hasn't done a lot of work on it, and they want to move within the next 2 to 4 years. And I'm like, how much work do you think needs to be put into it? And she said, about $100,000. I said, stop yourself. Let me get a professional out there from Amy Kite's team to analyze it, because there might not be the opportunity for her to invest any money, because she might be able to sell it as is and get what she wants. Because if she puts $100,000 into it, she might not get $100,000 out. And why go through all that aggravation? What do you think about that?
Yeah, 100%. That's one of the things that I love to do, is come out early, even if it's a year, 2 years, 3 years prior to somebody being ready, to go over exactly what you should invest in and not, because too often we do find people may put the money in the wrong place,
right,
and then they get zero return. So absolutely prefer we come out now.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to put 100 in and not get $150,000 to $200,000 out, why go through all that aggravation of putting $100,000 in if you're only going to get $100,000 out?
Yep.
Especially in this market where you got them lined up to buy in Lincoln Square and other areas, because it's a reasonably priced home. I know people are thinking, well, that's $500,000. It's not reasonably priced for me. Well, not for you, but you could get a conforming loan, Fannie Freddie loan, for $548 today and put as little as 3% down to buy that home. Guess what? That home will move.
Correct.
And you might not have to put all this time and energy and resources into it. Next up, we'll go to Rich Dykstra because he knows it's like 30 below
yeah,
out.
And he's getting excited.
He's got a big smile on his face.
I know. I haven't seen him this happy since ever. You know, when the river is frozen, the river is frozen, everybody. The Chicago River outside the window is frozen.
It
awesome.
Is. Yeah.
It's so cool. And it's going to be 30 below out. People could die.
Yes, in that, it's very serious.
In that cold of weather, it's nothing to mess around with.
No, it's not. Not at all.
I mean, I'm still living in my in-laws. Hopefully, I want to thank the Northbrook Fire Inspector for passing me on Friday. So thank you, whoever he or she is. And I have three other inspectors coming, and I'm getting to a point here, Rich. You're like, what the hell's that got to do with me? A lot. So I got three coming on Monday. So who's ever coming to inspect my home on Monday, please, I thank you in advance for being kind. So I'm shuttling cars now because I don't have a garage. So I moved my car, parked my car in the garage, and then I pulled it out this morning, dusted my wife's car off, pulled her car in because it's Valentine's Day and it's game night.
There you go.
And not only do you do that because you love your wife, but it's Valentine's Day tomorrow and it's game night. You don't want to screw things up. Like all the married men out there know what I'm talking about. And I was out there literally 4 minutes dusting my wife's car off, you know, from the light dust we got, you know, the inch we got last night. And my hands were freezing, and I didn't wear my gloves. I didn't think I needed my gloves just to dust off the car. But holy smokes, it was flipping freezing this morning, and it's nothing to screw around with because you could get seriously have major medical concerns being in the cold for a long period of time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's nothing to play around with. You got to respect it. People run without heat; they turn on their stove to heat down, and that's just carbon monoxide central. Yeah. You know, it's just not a good thing. You got to be careful.
Well, I'll tell you what, flashback when I was little, okay, we ran out of, listen, I didn't come from a lot of money. My dad was on the road. He didn't pay the gas, but, you know, he didn't pay the electric bill. The only thing that we had to heat the house was the gas. My mom turned the oven on, okay, you say, that's what she had to do to keep us warm in our apartment. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, you know, the heat's not working. Well, because my dad didn't pay the bill. Okay, and the only thing we had was the gas, and you do what you got to do, but it's dangerous as hell. We could have blown up the entire apartment complex.
Yep.
So you got to stop doing dangerous things because you want to talk about what happened in Des Plaines later in the show as well.
Yep.
A couple of weeks ago, that family died with it wasn't gas; it was a plug-in heater that we hear tragedies about all the time.
Awful.
If our listeners want to reach out to you and your team, how do they reach out to you and your team?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNheatingguide.com.
Wonder where you got that from. Great idea. Tom Jenkins.
You mean that wasn't an original?
No, I think he borrowed it.
Okay.
I mean, I kind of created
royalties
the idea.
Royalties or anything or what?
I kind of get a little kick out of that. Everybody's father, you know, WGN David, then Heating Guide. It's kind of good. It's a good feeling.
I paid you for that.
No, you didn't. Well, yeah, you did. You gave me a sweatshirt. 312-981-7200.
And a hat.
Tom Jenkins' entry music, everybody. How are you?
Wow.
You thought I forgot about that.
You know what? It's been a while.
I pulled that out of the archives.
You did, and I like it.
You've got some exciting things going on in your world.
We have a lot of new things coming up, coming in now and coming in the near future. So, yeah, we're pretty excited. A brand new lineup.
And you have new doors you're going to talk about that you showed me that you should put up on the website that has frosted. It's clear, you push a button and then it's frost, so it's a security door that you could unfrost when you want during the daytime.
Whoa.
To get light in. Oh,
that's
you haven't
cool.
seen it.
Uh-uh.
He's got to show it to you during
that's
the break.
Cool.
You could do this on bathrooms, which you could keep the door closed and it could be, you know, you could see right through the door into glass. You just hit the clicker, you know. You think about it from bedrooms. I mean, there's right now, it's going to be coming out in exterior doors, but we'll be talking about that in our segment today.
All right, 312-981-7200, MegaPros Jeremy of MegaPros Home.
How do they reach me?
Or how do they reach you? Sorry. How do they reach you? I know it's 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Center.
They can reach us at 708-343-3900, but check out our website at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
847-658-8989.
That number, of course, is for MegaPros. MegaPros Jeremy is in for MegaPros Joe. Is he ever coming back?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't blame him. I mean, it's so nice there, and it's so not nice here.
We'll do a silent vote, not a show of hands, how many people would like Joe Hogle back, and we'll report the results after this break.
Sure.
You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. You go to our Facebook page, WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago, and check us out. We have videos there. You can like us. You can follow us. Please do that, because that's a nice thing to do. We are here to help you for the next 2 hours and 40 minutes with all of your home improvement, credit, real estate, heating, air conditioning, any question you have that has to do with the home, we're here to help you. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. It's also the picture line where you could send in pictures. We're going to pay some bills and be right back.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's start it off with Amy Kite right away. You're having trouble, I wouldn't say trouble, challenges. Trouble's a bad word. Challenges are better. Helping our listeners find homes. Because of the demand out there, because of the low interest rates, it is just an absolute stampede to buy homes, even in the great state of Illinois, which shocks a lot of people.
Right.
And you would think that if you're an experienced homeowner, like Tom Janke, who's a little older, he's probably the oldest one in here, so Tom, you know, you can relate. You know, has been living in their home for a long period. The facts hurt, Tom. I understand.
It does.
And Rich is like a day behind you. It's not like he's sitting there, he's like, I'm glad he didn't be in. I thought I was older than Tom. You just look older. Tom's a lot older than you. I'm on a roll.
You just want everybody to leave the show.
I just want 2.5 hours of myself here.
Yeah. We're going to raise our hands about Joe Hogle. We might have another candidate.
So you've got this experienced homeowners that have been living in their homes that experienced the 07-08 collapse, lost a ton of their value during the 07-08 collapse, and now have finally got back to that 07-08, even north of that, right? Have finally exceeded the 07-08 that they thought they lost all their home's equity, even though they never lost it, right? Because they never had it, because they didn't sell it, right? I know that's tough for people to understand. It's like my wife that you met. During 07, I refinanced the house. It appraised at 850. Then I refinanced it three times. And then the last time we refinanced it, when I got down to 3.25, which I thought was low 12 years ago, it's lower today. And it appraised out at 680. Okay, so we went from 850 to 680, and she's freaking out. We just lost almost $200,000 worth of value, and we didn't really lose $200,000 worth of value because I never really had it to begin with.
Right.
Right?
She didn't sell.
Because we didn't sell at 850.
It's like a stock.
Yeah. That's what it is. But now, in the heads of the experienced homeowners 12 years later, they're past that point where we were. We have exceeded in most areas. We've got back a lot of what we lost. What are you telling buyers out there to get prepared to take advantage of this? Because homes are coming on and homes are going off. Boom, boom, boom.
Right. You know, one of the things that I just had a conversation with our buyer's agents this week is I said, you know, in order to prepare your buyers, understand that the list price is just a price to get people through the door today. It is not your purchase price, because chances are, if it's priced right, you're going to pay over list price. So just understand that, you know, buyers become educated very quickly when they run out to a market, and they may only have to see 3 to 5 homes today, and they know where the value is in the market. It doesn't take a lot, because there's not a lot. So we're telling people, listen, don't assume that just because it's listed at this price that you're going to pay less than that, because you may very well be paying at or above that price.
And how are you positioning your sellers, right? Because the sellers are now going, oh, we're in the driver's seat. We got the captain and Tennille hat on, right? Or I guess captain wore the hat, and Tennille was just a smoke show back in the 70s. She had the feather hair and the brows so hot. But that's I digress. I was 6,
yeah.
And, you know, it was kind of hot. 312-981-7200. You know exactly what Tom's like. He's 100% right.
Apparently, I was older than 6.
Well, yeah, and you're right. Other things were happening.
I wasn't born yet. Sorry.
Well, right. But your dad. You ask your dad about the captain. Yeah. She's like, it was a smoke show. 312-981-7200. How are you positioning sellers? Because the sellers have to be realistic to go to the marketplace with a realistic number, thinking and knowing they're probably going to get into a price war and jack the price up.
Right. And if you overprice a house, you will actually lose money. That's why it is imperative to price it in the market and then let the demand drive that price. So, yeah, some people, what we've seen is that people have increased their price 20% over even 6 months ago. But guess what? Buyers aren't buying it. Right. So that's the problem is these sellers are going, oh, well, let me go and price it way up here. Well, for one thing, you can't get appraised either.
Right.
So that becomes another issue. So you're better off pricing it appropriately, letting the market, drive the price and then let us deal with the appraiser. Because one of the questions the appraisers ask us is, was it a multiple offer situation? You know, and they may ask to see some other offers that we got in to see, is this really what the market's willing to pay for a property?
We just had a kid, I think I talked about last weekend, bought a condo for $350. It appraised for $340. It hasn't caught up yet, but you know, the one across the hall sold. It had one less bedroom and one less bathroom, and it listed at this. Well, that's great. It's listed at that. It hasn't closed yet. We don't have a closed comparable sale, which is a major, major difference. Can you quickly explain that?
Yeah, I mean, the appraiser's never going to take a property that's under contract and consider it. They have to look at strictly what it's sold for. So that is what they're looking for, are the properties that have actually sold. And there are times where I tell people, you know what, you need somebody else to sell in order to get your price. So just hold tight, let one more sell, right? Because it's a ladder at this point. And
sure.
You have to climb that ladder.
Now, when you sold my home in Charlemagne, for $750 in 4 days, it was the highest sale ever in that home in the past 12 years. I was getting casseroles brought to my house because I had set the new high, and now you can then use my home, 724 Charlemagne, to then take a step up to get higher values for other sales. 312-981-7200. We got Gene, we got John, we got Tom on the line. I want to come back and ask you about Pat with her home in Lincoln Square, and then we'll get hit some calls. Then we're going to talk to Mr. Below Zero over here, Mr. Dykstra, because he's all excited that it's freezing outside. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call and text line. By the way, that's how you do sponsored call and text lines. You say it over and over again. That's the MegaPro's call and text line. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
To Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Before we get to Gene, John, and Tom on the call line, I want to talk about Lincoln Square, our listener in Lincoln Square, Pat. Walk us through when you should invest in a home, when you shouldn't invest into a home prior to selling. You might think you've got a lot of challenges in your home. A real estate professional comes out. You might not have a lot of challenges. You might want to go to Janky over here and buy some furniture.
Hello.
You know, a new sink, a new vanity. Well, some people consider
fixtures.
That furniture.
Fixtures.
I have furniture-looking vanities.
Well, there you go. Okay. Okay,
so I've bought a few of those.
Yes, you have.
And I've got 14 of them in my new house. 312-981-7200. But can you walk us through, maybe they call up Dykstra Home Services, do the new furnace, maybe they don't, maybe they call Jeremy to update the kitchen, maybe they don't. What should our listeners do when they're thinking about selling and investing money into their home prior to investing money into their home?
Right. So one of the things that I always say is paint and flooring first, right? I mean, those are basic expectations that makes a property easier to move into. So, and I will tell you, if it were me, paint in flat paint when you go to sell a house. Do not put any shine on those walls because the shine shows imperfections. So when you go to sell a house, paint in flat. When you live in a house, yeah, maybe you want to put an eggshell or something, but don't do it when you go to sell a house. And then, so you start with flooring and paint. And then from there, you're going to go into your kitchens and baths. If you're missing something like air conditioning, you might want to consider putting that in. So those are the places that I tell you to start. Generally, that's where you're getting your money back. You're not, if you go put, unfortunately, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 into your backyard, you're not going to get it back out. So you've got to be careful. Be smart about where you're putting your money.
312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach you and your team, how do they reach you and your team?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
I got it. I had a little behind the scenes. Amy's like, you know, you didn't give me a chance to give the phone number out yet. So that was Jewish guilt shot. 312-981. It works like this. If you start with, it would be nice if I had a chance. That's the that's the graduate level Jewish guilt.
Wow.
When they say it would be nice. Because then you're in trouble.
You know what it really means.
You are coming from the bottom. On you are working your way up. 312-981-7200. We're going to cut some. We're going to take care of some of the callers here. Gene, John, and Tom. Then we're going to hit a break. Gene, quick. What type of question can we help you with, buddy?
Okay, I was looking at trying to refinance my condo. I live in Orland Park.
What do you owe?
And pardon me?
How much do you owe?
Right now, I have two mortgages.
How much do you owe?
One mortgage, it's about $142,000.
Between the both of them?
Yes.
What's your place worth?
Right now, it's $172,000.
$172,000. Okay. And what's the rate of your first loan? What's the rate of your second loan?
The first loan is at 3%. The second loan is the high loan. I believe it's at 10.5%.
10.5%. Wow. Okay. So you got a great first loan, 3%, 15-year or 30-year?
It's a 30-year.
Okay, how's your credit?
Right now it's not the greatest. It's at 640.
Okay, why is your credit not better than 640? What's wrong?
Well, because of, you know, basically with the pandemic.
Yep.
And the thing is that the job that I'm doing, like that security work,
yep,
we don't get paid like, you know, like everybody else. We go by contract.
Sure. So you've been cut back due to the pandemic.
Right.
Okay. So you're in a catch-22 here, buddy. Your loan-to-value is 83%. Max cash out is 80%. Condos, where he's living, Amy, that's kind of a tough market, right? That's
it can be. Out in the suburbs, he's okay there.
He's okay?
City's a
challenge.
Different story.
Yeah. Okay.
Most of the thing in Orland Park like that, I'm right behind the mall.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So 172, unless you're like at 180, 185, probably not going to make any sense. Is your condo FHA approved?
No.
Then you can't do an FHA approved. You got to get, and they've got spot approvals now. Here's what we got to do, Gene. We got to figure out why your credit is in the 640s, and we got to figure that out and get you higher, okay? That's what we're going to do. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Thanks for calling the Mega Pros call line, 312-981-7200. Out to Darian. John, how can we help you?
Yes, I called in several weeks ago regarding a problem I was having with a furnace, and the contractor that installed it really would never get to the root of the problem, which he and I were aware of, and I could never get anywhere with him. And as I say, I called your show several weeks ago, and Richard Dykstra got involved, and within 2 weeks, they installed a new furnace. They took out the old one. There was a brand new furnace installed. They removed it and replaced it. And I just want to say thank you. I really appreciate your help because I was never getting anywhere with the contractor. And it was just a nightmare. I my health was affected. I wasn't sleeping. I mean, it was a terrible situation to go through.
How many of those calls do you get a week?
We get probably a dozen.
A dozen of those calls.
Where they undersized it. One thing John forgot, he said when the salesman came out, he stood out in the front yard and asked him to count how many registers he had. And then said, I'll send you a price.
Wow. He didn't even go in the house.
Didn't go in the house.
Huh. Wow. Well, John, I'll tell you what. Go ahead, John.
I was just going to say he never did come in a house, and he asked me the square footage of the house and how many registers I had. And I said, well, I don't know. So I ran in the house and went through every room and counted them, went back outside and told him what I had. And that was the extent of his survey.
I don't even know what a register is.
It's where the air blows out.
Yeah.
Dave calls that something different.
I'm going to start a new company. I'm going to a registered county company now that I know what a register is.
There you go.
So, hey, Johnny, I appreciate you calling the show. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, of your selection. It's a good feeling, right? Helping out a
buck. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Helping out a listener like that. Tom and Burr Ridge, how can we help you?
Yeah, hi. Well, perhaps if you can help me with my problem, I'll talk to Amy. I have a two-story house here, and I have a problem with the smoke alarm. Smoke alarm went off just as we're ready to pull up our covers, and of course, I wasn't too happy about that. Found out in inspecting that my alarm was full of water. And it's all rust spotted and everything else. It's a hardwired alarm. I'd like to switch to, just one of the battery ones from here on in. But I need to take care of this problem. Plus, I also have a problem of water dripping down from a light fixture in a closet.
All right, Jeremy and Amy, he threw you out there, Amy. I don't know what you're going to do about that.
He's gonna just sell it.
Yeah.
that's my husband, right? That's... Something breaks, it's like, you know what, let's just go get a new house.
I agree with him. I said it last week on the show. Somebody called in with he needed a piece of oak screwed in. I'm like, just buy another house.
It's like 39 inches. You're like, buy a new house.
Yeah, whatever. So how does
Tom, at this point you gotta realize it's not a roof leak, it's condensation. So you got condensation in your attic. It's either due to lack of insulation or ventilation. That's something that we could take a full look at, do a full gambit assessment of your attic. We got like thermal heat scanners and all that jazz. So that's got to get addressed before you change that smoke detector out.
Because it might not even, it could have a bigger impact.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's not a major issue. It happens, especially when temperatures get this low. You might even have like a bath fan being exhausted in your attic, but we could take care of you.
You go to Burr Ridge?
Yes, we do.
You go to Burr Ridge. Yeah. All right. Hey, Tommy, any other question before we hit the break, Tom?
Okay. I need a phone number then to contact you guys.
Dave's gonna hit our jingle right now.
Are you ready, Tom? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Hold on. It's raining men. Sorry, it's the wrong button.
847-658-8989.
You got that, Tommy?
No.
847. Put your wife on the phone.
847-658-8989.
Tom, put your wife on the phone. Tom, put your wife on. You got it?
Yeah. What? She got it.
Tom, put your wife on the phone. Listen to me, Tom. Put your wife on the phone.
Just a minute here.
Come on. I've got a radio show to run here, Tom. Up again. What's your name? Hi, Tom. And you're married to this guy? What's your name?
Carol.
I'll give you a lot of credit, Carol.
Yes.
Give you a lot of credit. How long have you been married?
47 years.
It's been a struggle, hasn't it, Carol? It's been a struggle. You've been dragging his ass for the last 47 years, haven't you? It's amazing. All right, because I know Tom, he doesn't even know it's Valentine's Day tomorrow. I told you.
It's Valentine's Day. Cupid.
I am.
He's going to get floor care products for Valentine's
Day. At least. Because Tom didn't get Carol anything. Carol, hang on. I'm going to send you whatever Mr. Floor cleaning product you would like because I care. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Tommy, we're going to be talking to you next. Are you ready?
We're
going to come back. We're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
The weather.
Relationship concerns.
312-981-7200.
That is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We've got some great photos coming in. 847 with the toilet bowl. That's disgusting, but it's awesome. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. That's how it's done, everybody.
We're going to take real soon. We're waxing down our circle.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Tommy, I know you want to talk about the new faucets and fixtures and hardware that you have, but we got a text message from 847. My God. It's probably one of the most I lived in a fraternity in Northern Illinois with fraternity, Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity for men for 3 years. And I've seen a lot of things in toilets during my early 20s, late teens. This is probably tops it. 847, help. In the past year, a blue-green growth has formed in my master toilet. I've scrubbed and scrubbed, and I can't get it off. Our municipality recently switched to Lake Michigan water. Is that why? Amy, this is a perfect example of them having should sell their home. I'm with your husband.
Lord.
I'm with your husband.
I saw that picture.
I'm with your husband, Mike, and I would say 847, you should get the hell out of that home. But Tommy, has anybody seen, everybody in here has seen this disgusting picture.
It's awful.
Has anybody seen anything like this? I would say fix your dietary track for, but that's
a burrito.
It's a burrito that's gone bad. But Tommy, you sell toilet bowls.
Actually, you know what's really interesting is just about 3 weeks ago, we got a whole new slew of toilets in. Yeah, you know, we have some $1,000 toilets that we're selling for, I think it's $369. But we have this new American Standard toilet. It is a comfort height. It's got the Sloco seat. But up in the tank lid, if you open that tank lid, a cartridge fits in there. And then what you do is you have another little weird door that opens up, and you push a button, and it automatically cleans your toilet. Huh. It is the cool. I've never seen anything like this. All of a sudden, they showed up at our door. We have a limited quantity of them, but I will tell you, it is, it's probably the coolest toilet you've ever seen.
So when you push the button, do like two or three people pop up, scrub it down, then go back underneath the floor?
I mean, they're all genius? In scuba gear.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They're all in scuba gear?
Yep. And, you know, it's a
What's so funny, Amy? It's a genius idea.
Well, it's a dual flush toilet, so you want to hit the heavy one to get that big genie to get him to flush back down.
But I understand.
He'll swim right back up. Sure. It's the most ingenious thing that I've ever seen. But, you know, just in the past month, we have brought in a lot of new material. And faucets, that's one of the things that we wanted to talk about now. And I've been talking about this incoming faucet, which is now in. We just got 400 faucets in the other day, and you know, one of the new colors, black. Mm-hmm. Black faucets are huge.
That's what you said the last time. Are mm-hmm. you seeing that?
Yes, we just did black in one of our bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. It looks cool.
I got some of the coolest black faucets, the kitchen faucets, bathroom faucets.
Okay, hang on. I've had a black car for
ever
15 years.
Yep.
I just love the way black cars, but can never keep it clean, hotter than heck.
Same
in the summertime, but whatever. That's why you have air conditioning. But you can't keep the car clean. I can't keep my car clean, let alone don't understand how you could keep the faucets clean, but it just looks cool. Because my car looks cool when it's clean. Because
yes,
I'm
does.
In it. But you that's another story.
I don't think it really matters with black. You know, I look in the powder room in my house. I've got brushed nickel. Well, I get my 5-year-old grandson in there, and he never wipes his hands off before he sits there and fiddles with the faucets. You know, you get water spots on a nickel faucet. It all depends on the finish. The finish of these faucets are incredible. I can actually touch that faucet and not put a fingerprint on it. So it's really cool. Plus, along with that, we got some brushed gold. Brushed gold.
Coming back?
Not polished brass.
Yeah.
Brushed gold. So we have faucets now. We have the coolest kitchen faucet that is a combination of black and the brushed gold.
Yeah.
So
I got to Google this.
Yes. And you know what? They're going to be up on our website. They're probably already up on our website, but you got to see them. They're the newest and the highest fashion that is out there. They've got great designs. So we brought in the faucets, we brought in the toilets, and next week we're bringing in new entry doors. Now, it's probably hard for people to think about replacing an entry door when it's 30 below zero. They're thinking more of their furnace than their front door.
Thank goodness.
But we're going to have the exclusive on this door. It is no, you know, everybody's talking fiberglass here because fiberglass withstands the weather. This new door is made of composite.
And what does that mean?
Composite means structurally, it's about 6 times as strong. They are claiming, and we are actually going to be putting it to the test. You can actually shoot this door with a 9mm, and it will not go through the door. Not to say that,
you know,
yeah,
you don't want to plan on that.
It'll still have glass, but I'm just saying from the strength of it, the durability of composite will literally last forever.
Colors.
You know, there's going to be a couple of colors, but the interesting thing is when you look at a fiberglass door, they put what's called a gel stain because fiberglass won't
you can't penetrate it.
It won't penetrate like wood does. So
porous.
It lays on the surface. These doors are actually finished the same way that a grand piano is done. I mean, you feel the finish of this door. It's unbelievable. I think Friday we have the first load of them coming in. Gorgeous doors. They're not going to be priced much differently than a fiberglass door. And you look at this, it looks like a $1 million door. I mean, it's too bad you already put a door on your
house. I already put a door on my house, yeah.
But maybe it's time to replace it.
It'd be a great time.
So there is a lot of brand new things at our store, and, you know, I ask people to come and take a look. It would be well worth your while, and I think you're going to find the prices are going to be that better of the big box stores. So come on in and take a look.
All right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. The phone lines are lit up. After the break, we're going to come back and talk with you, Mr. Dykstra, about all of the latest and greatest in heating, because it's a good time to learn about the latest and greatest in heating, because it's going to be 35 below tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN, and we're going to pay some bills and be right back. You can give us a call and send pictures and send text to the MegaPros call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. This is a safe place to come for 3 hours on a Saturday to have a little fun, to talk about your real estate challenges. The person that sent in the picture of the toilet that we were having a little joyous fun with, because there's...
sometimes we get bored.
No, but what are you supposed to say about that?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, it's a toilet that's got some green and blue. I'm sure your house is very clean. This person took offense. Thanks for you for shaming me. I will never call you again. I clean my toilets continuously. That's great. We're having fun. Mm-hmm. We're busting chops. I've been doing this show for 17 years. I've made a lot of people very, very happy, and I've upset a very small fraction because you don't get it. Okay? We're talking about real estate. If we didn't have fun, you would drive into an embankment, okay? For God's sake, or you burn yourself on the coffee.
And especially today with COVID, you got to have a little humor.
You got to have a little fun. Yeah. We're talking about a toilet that's got green and brown and blue things come out of it. And I apologize if we upset you for having a little fun with your toilet, which we recommended to go to Tom's place to get a new toilet to replace the toilet. So 847 I apologize for upsetting you, but switch to decaf. I mean, for the love of God, calm down. Have a little fun.
It's like Ghostbusters.
Right. That's all it is. Yeah. Right? A little green and blue slime coming out of your toilet. Love of God. Relax. 312-981-7200. Family in Des Plaines. Tragic fire. I grew up in Des Plaines, about 5 minutes from where that house caught fire. Horrific story.
Terrible.
We hear it every single winter. Space heaters. I have space heaters in my office, which I unplug not only from the wall, but also from the extension cord that I have, because I blow circuits, so I got to put it in another area. So not only do I unplug it from the wall, but I unplug it from the extension cord and the wall to make sure there's nothing going on. We hear these stories, these tragically horrible stories, every single year. Can you please talk about that?
And the sad part's 100% preventable. The space heaters are designed just to heat a small space for a short period of time. If you're working in your basement, a little chilly, you plug into the space heater. Unfortunately, what happens is people use them to replace their furnace that's broken. They don't have the money, whatever. And when they fall asleep, those space heaters are usually right next to them. So that they catch the beds on fire, any blankets. Paper, blankets. Mm-hmm. Anything, and by the time people realize that, oh boy, I'm in the middle of a fire,
it's too late.
Five people that have passed away.
Hmm. What do you recommend to our listeners to make sure that doesn't happen to them, or somebody they know, or a loved one that they know that's listening, maybe not in this market, but in Kansas, let's say?
Don't go to sleep with a space heater in your bedroom. Simple thing. Just keep it away. I know it's cold. Throw another blanket on. Hmm. Better yet, get your furnace fixed.
Okay.
Get your furnace fixed. That's the safest thing to do.
Are there any furnaces that do not require? We had another texter earlier in the show that we talked about during the break. Are there any space furnaces that don't require electricity?
Yes.
And what's that?
A wood burning stove.
Okay.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. 2 drink minimum. Waiters on the way. 312-98. So you need electric to run the furnace.
Need electric for the blower to to blow the heat through the house.
Even if you have geothermal, like I put in my house, I still need a fan to push and whatever I've got going on.
And the electricity system. For your pumps.
Right. So, which I have no idea. I spent a fortune on the system. No idea how it
sounds
works.
Sounds fancy.
It sounds very fancy.
It is very fancy.
I got a huge tax break. I didn't have to put in any equipment. I'm sorry for the heating and air conditioning guys. But I still need electricity to push the air through the system. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Johnny and Chris Till, you've been waiting a long time. Thanks for holding on, John.
No problem, young man. Thank you very much for taking the call. I got a question for Dykstra Home Services. You had a previous caller calling about how they did the registers to find out what kind of furnace they need. But I remember, I don't know if it was you guys or whoever, there's a formula to do that. Square footage, You know? Does that make sense?
Well, hang on. You got to do me a favor. Is this you? Can you verify if this is you, Johnny?
Bingo, suck it up and walk out, and they're done.
Is that you?
You got a good ear, young man. Yeah.
We cut that the last
time. God bless you.
You're awesome. We cut that the last time. I'm like, we need that. Hold on. For everybody that doesn't remember, John called in about 6-8 weeks ago.
Bingo, suck it up and walk out, and they're done.
We have no idea what that was in relation to, but it was so awesome. I had to put it on the screen because in case somebody needed something like that for a little pick-me-up, there you go. So how many registers can we help John with? What's the right amount?
Okay, the one earlier was talking about is the salesman that didn't do a good job. He was out in the front yard and told the customer to count the registers. There's no formula, really, for how many registers for the house. What determines it is the size of the equipment and the CFM of air that you have to displace. So we would come out, we'd measure your home, tell you what size you need, and that'll determine how many registers that you would need. But most of them were retrofitting to your old home, so we wouldn't be
having. How do you register it? I mean, how do you do it?
Calculate it.
Calculate it. We take the square footage. We check.
Square footage.
Right. We do a heat load on your house to see, you know, what the load is that we need to heat your home. We check the attic insulation to make sure that's where it's supposed to be. We look at the windows. We measure the square footage and then work it up from there. There's a manual J that we use.
Okay, that sounds good. A couple other questions, if you don't mind.
No.
I replaced a furnace in my mother's house previous to her passing and all that other junk. But my point is, when we replaced it, everything was right. But do the furnaces have speeds? Meaning, you know, high, low, whatever. Because it seemed like it was a higher speed. Is there speeds on it? Meaning, if I replace my furnace here, I like the speed that it's at. It's nice. Comfortable, slow, cool.
All right, Johnny, just like you, Johnny. Hang on, but I got to take a quick break. That's John.
Go
nice,
ahead,
comfortable.
No,
Johnny, hold on. Hold on, Johnny. Johnny, nice, comfortable,
okay,
smooth.
I ain't going nowhere.
I know you're not going there. Both of them. Hey, hang. You got to cut up that one. But Johnny just said cold, smooth, and nice and comfortable. 312-981-7200. I got to take a break. So we're going to come back. John's going to stick around. Mike from Glenview's got a question about humidity. Amy, somebody just texted in about fixing up their mom's home that's built in 1954, and she's tearing up the house. Is it the right thing to do? Tommy, somebody wants to know more information about those doors.
Yep.
Jeremy, questions for you.
That's
yet.
Okay.
But just sit there and drink your water. It's great. We think it's water. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We're going to finish up with John, then we're going to get up to Mike, and we're going to answer some text questions. We've got Candace Fire coming in from at the bottom of the hour with information about in-home health care and in-home care to take care of your parents or a loved one when you can't be there. Johnny, let's answer John's question.
which
Mr. Dykstra. I know he had like seven of them.
Yeah.
Hey, John.
Just a couple more. I'll be real quick. I'm sorry to bother you.
You're not bothering us.
No bother.
I mentioned fan speed. Is there three or four speeds on a fan when you have a furnace?
Yes, there's actually variable speed. There's some that have 80 stages to them.
Okay.
It's a variable speed. The standard furnace has four speeds, four or five speeds.
Okay. But in that same question, if one replaces a furnace, as I did in my mother's house, can that be changed without having a technician come in?
It can if you're a little bit handy. You have to follow the wiring diagram that's inside the blower compartment.
Okay, but
lists the blower speeds.
To the person who's installing it at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, high efficiency compared to a regular efficiency or a regular furnace. I know the high efficiency is best to use for and save money and all that. But what's the comparison? How much do you save in doing a regular furnace in comparison to a high efficiency?
Okay.
And because I asked that, is high efficiency furnace, they always claim that they have to come in every year to do that.
Okay.
Any furnace you get, you should have serviced once a year. But the big difference on the furnaces is the comfort level. A standard furnace will just run full speed or off, where the high-efficiency units will run in a low flame, low blower. It'll only turn on the heat that it needs to heat your home, and it uses 300 watts less of electricity than what your regular furnace will use.
Is there any price difference?
Higher efficiency, the higher you go, the more it costs, yeah.
All right. Mike from Glenview, thanks for hanging on for so long, buddy.
No problem. Just wanted to give a quick shout-out to, the Mr. Floor product you guys talk about?
Yeah, you like it?
My wife says there's nothing like it.
Okay.
So there's your free endorsement. We have a 2,400-square-foot, three-level townhouse in Glenview, and we are having a problem trying to generate enough humidity. So I know humidistats are really not that reliable, but we're reading anywhere from 21 to 24, and that's a bunch of different ones. So my concern is we're talked into replacing our April Air 600. April Air 700, which I guess is about as big as we're going to get. We were told it would cover at least 3,000 square feet. It made absolutely no difference. So now when we have the gentleman that came and installed that for us come out, now he's saying, well, the problem is that we're facing, because we're facing north, and actually we're not, we're facing west, and that the wood floors and high ceilings, that's the reason why we're not getting, with this new April Air 700, enough humidity, and suggested that we go out and buy room humidifiers. Can I get a thought?
Usually the April Air 700 will take care of your home. You got to remember that everything in the house is dry. So it has to absorb the humidity to bring the level up. So you're at 21 to 24. You can get another humidistat, remote humidistat, and just double check it. But it's just a matter of the unit has to run, and now it'll catch up because you're running the furnace so much more that humidifier is on all the time now. So you should see an increase in the humidity.
312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach out to you and Dykstra, you're working all day long today.
Yes, we are. 1-800-421-3220 or DykstraHomeServices.com.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. I had a steam heating system that, I had a steam heating system that a microvolt generator in the pilot light that powered the controls, so there was no need for any electricity. So take that.
It's a millivolt system, and it's 100 years old.
Okay, wow. So but they still had it, and you're wrong.
Okay, I'm wrong. I'll take it.
They also had wood-burning stoves, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. Text you feel better. 312-981-7200. You're talking about a 100-year-old system. Amy, 773. My mother has a home, owes $11,000 on it. Oh, only owes 11 grand. So she basically has the thing paid off. The home is worth $220,000. It was built in 1954, okay, look, a couple of years ago, and has no real upgrades at all. She has started to tear out all the bathrooms. Should she just sell it as is or continue the upgrades that don't add value to the home, which what we talked about earlier in the show? Amy Kite.
Yeah, if they're not going to add value, I wouldn't be doing them. There is a point with these types of projects that we recommend that we come in, we can give you an idea of, you know, what the value would be if you sold it now, and then if you put in X amount and sold it down the road, what that would be. And then you have to consider time and energy. A lot of people don't want to use time and energy right now. They just want to get it sold. Because too, we're relying on you to make the right decisions on what to upgrade, and it comes back to, you got to make certain that you do the right upgrades, because some people will go and rehab a house and then they rehab it with the really cheap oak cabinets and they're like, well, I rehabbed it. Well, you rehabbed it with the cheapest stuff out there. You're not going to get any value for that. So you got to be careful about what you do. But we can come out and go over exactly what the value would be if you do the upgrades or if you sell it now, and you make that determination.
708, Tommy, what electric, no, that's for you. Tommy, 317, what is the door manufacturing company that you mentioned during your segment?
Actually, we're having the door made for us. We'll have the exclusive on that door, and it's going to be under our Prior Creek label.
Okay.
So those start coming in next week, and then by probably mid to end of spring, we'll be fully stocked.
630, Amy, if a home appraised for less than the offer I put in, is it legal to sell the home for more than it appraised for?
Absolutely. And we have this happen often where people will come to the table with the difference. So understand, you know, there are some bad appraisals that are out there. And so you have to, it becomes a negotiation point again. And sometimes sellers are like, no, I'll take it back to the market and find a different buyer. And then they can get a different appraisal.
And it's difficult in this market for the home. Well, actually, for the appraised less than what I put an offer in, this market, that can happen a lot.
Yep.
Because the appraised, the closed sales comparables haven't caught up to the value in the market yet.
Yep, because those are in the past.
Planning on listing our home in the next month or two, is it a good time to list a home?
Yes.
708, list that home. Give Amy a call. Amy, phone number quick.
847-877-9881, or amywillsellyourhome.com.
All right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Coming up out of the break, Candace Fire from an in-home health care provider who I mentioned for 2 minutes on the air, and their phone lines blew up. And we're going to talk about more of the services that they provide. And she's going to come in next weekend to help all listeners with their in-home healthcare challenges that she could solve. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You're all listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of the experts' contact information. 312, what's the name of the company you recommend for kitchen cabinet painting? Try to say that 10 times fast, MegaPros Jeremy. Dare you. It's called Miracle Method. Their number is 630-832-2250. 630-832-2250. David Haas is your contact. A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that one of my best friends opened up an in-home healthcare service to help individuals that need a little extra help around the house, or helps our listeners who have experienced homeowners. Their parents might be a little older, that they might have some type of concerns and need a little extra help. I mentioned it for 2 minutes on the air. I gave their phone number out, 2 minutes on the air. And I have Candace on here because I want Candace to explain the power of WGN. Candace, welcome to the show. How are you?
Fine. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. What is the name of your company again?
It's In-Home Caregivers, exactly what we do.
In-Home Caregivers. And you received how many calls from WGN listeners from the 2 minutes that I mentioned it in Home Sweet Home Chicago 2 weeks ago?
Around 13 people. Up till last night, I was still talking to people and explaining our services.
So our listeners were calling through last night, and they were on 2 weeks ago. And what were some of the questions that our listeners were asking you to help them with themselves or their loved ones for in-home care?
I'll give you an example. Last night, I had a woman on the phone who has an aunt that they think she's getting some dementia. They don't know. They can't get her to the doctor, but they can't leave her alone. So what they're doing is they're calling us to help us when they can't be there. And to make sure that she's not going to burn herself. She's not going to fall. Nothing is going to happen to her when they're not there.
And you told me a story that, and I never thought about this, right? Because my best friend owns a company, started this company, and he's like, hey, I'm doing this thing. I'm like, hey, Miles, it's tough, good luck. And all of a sudden, it's taken off. And I said, tell me some of the things that you're helping our listeners with. And I didn't even think about this, Amy. Your parents are in an assisted living facility, and you can't make it to the assisted living facility to spend quality time with them, keep their mind going, play cards, do whatever, because you are out of town. You got your hours shifted. And he mentioned that to me, you know, this week, that they set up visits because a listener of the show had their schedule change coming up in March, and now we're going to be working nights, and they know they're not going to be able to go over there during the day, and they needed somebody. They wanted somebody to spend the time with their parents that they were spending, but they just can't get there because now they're working nights. And or work, you know, going from days to nights, whatever it was, one or the other, you know, they were on days working nights, and the time that they couldn't make it over because they were just too exhausted, you know, you couldn't make it there. They wanted somebody to go there. No, though, you know, that was right, Candace. They got switched from days
to nights,
right?
And we got one consistent caregiver to keep switching over, because we try to keep it consistent. We try to keep the caregivers and the clients love our caregivers, so we keep them together, and we try to make a great schedule for them.
What are the services? What are the other services that that you offer that our listeners probably don't even know about?
Oh, we have incredible services. So this is something I truly believe in. We're trying to keep our listeners in their homes. That's where they belong, in their homes where they're comfortable. So we also provide where we can retrofit their houses. That means lowering cabinets, putting padding on corners, because 65% of elderly people who pass away that hit their heads are because they're hitting them on corners. And we lower cabinets, we put non-slip floors in, no walk-in, just basically walk-in showers and bathtubs. And then we also do home care, so lawn care, animal care, and excrement pickup. We'll also clean the house once a year, plants if they want. We can do anything they desire, so they only have one place they go, and that's to us.
And one of the things that our listeners need to be aware of as well is it's 30 below outside. Do you really want your loved one, your mom and dad, who in their 70s or 80s, schlepping out to walk the dog, schlepping out to the corner to go get the mail, and then falling, cracking a hip, and we all know what happens there. Nothing good happens when a 70-plus-year-old individual break something. It's never good. Okay.
Exactly.
These are the around the house type of functions that you could come in and help our listeners with, right? And you don't even think about it. Going to get the mail. If you fall slipping, you know, it's slippery out there. I almost took a couple of wipeouts crossing over the Michigan Avenue bridge over here.
Yeah.
Okay. It's very slippery. And I'm a 54-year-old overweight, highly athletic individual. What are you laughing at, Rich?
I mean, wait a minute. Was that highly athletic?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's what he is. Laughing at. You should see him in spin class. He's active.
Yeah, I'm very active, Tom.
He just eats a lot.
Yeah, just can't put the fork down. Other than that, I'm under this fat, Tom. I'm got a six-pack. 312-981-7200 is AmericaPro's call, text, and picture line. What other services should our listeners think about? Well, here, I'll tell you what. It's my best friend in the world, right? I mean, first day, 7th grade, we sat at the same table, and we've been buddies ever since. Okay, moved here from New York. I was 7 years old. We went to 1st grade. There's my buddy right across the table, and this is his company. And he was telling me they got calls from listeners that were going into surgery within the next week. I didn't even think of this. right, Candace? And you've got listeners that called in for help within their home because there's nobody local to take care of them and maybe run to the store to get something or help them bathe or do something. Can you expand upon that before we hit the next break?
Yeah. So what we do is we'll take them to surgery. If they have nobody, we'll take them to surgery. We'll pick them up. We'll take care of them until we know they're okay or what doctor's orders say. And we'll make them feel comfortable until they feel they're out of that anesthesia, you know, phase. And then we'll go. And then we'll double check on them the following day to make sure they're okay.
If our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information, how do they get more information?
847-219-1718. And I would love to talk to them.
One more time.
847-219-1718. Can't get it wrong.
And you're going to come into the studio next weekend to talk more about the different services that you provide to our listeners. And look forward to having you in studio there, Catherine. I mean, Candace.
Wow.
I can't wait. I can't wait, David.
I'm going to get name tags so I don't screw that up again.
Forehead
I'll
name
get a big
tags.
One.
What do you look? How, Rich is giving me that like, you're such an idiot look. All right.
Don't worry about it.
The phone number one more time.
Look.
Yeah, I get it.
847-219-1718. My name's Candace, and I will answer your call.
Thank you, Candace. We'll see you next weekend, my friend. 312-981-7200. We got Martin, and we got Griffin on the line. We're going to be doing, I got about 150 text messages here. Okay, there you go. That's nice. On the MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200 and photo line, Jeremy.
And photo line.
If anybody has any photo related questions or any home improvement questions that want to send in photos, I guess that would be a photo related question.
Wow.
See, I created a whole new category. I created a whole new category. Photo related questions.
For photos.
For photos.
Yeah.
312, not recipes, but for photos. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. And AN 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. See, you can't make every... We try, but we can't make everybody happy. You know, it's impossible. It's impossible. But the lady with the toilet is very upset still. And she was going to call us to refinance, but now she's not. So I'm sorry that we lost your opportunity to help you. Mm-hmm. But then the 773, love you guys. I was cracking up about the toilet. Don't change. You are perfect every week. I learned something and have some laughs too. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Patty. Okay.
Thanks, Patty.
That's why Baskin-Robbins. I always say this. Yep. Baskin-Robbins has 31 flavors. Some people like nuts in their ice cream and marshmallows and little pieces of chocolate and toffee. And some
sounds
don't.
Delicious.
So the lady with the toilet must like vanilla ice cream. And that's fine. So we're just not your taste to some of our listeners. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Here we go. We're going to do some quick, get some text messages, then take some calls. 847, we need a chimney contractor in Chicago. Chimney collapsed, and the furnace was turned off. Why would they turn the furnace off if the chimney collapsed?
If the chimney's blocked, the flue gases can't be exhausted.
Okay.
I would get a second opinion on that.
Okay, so we're going to have Dykstra give you a call, and if you need help rebuilding a chimney, of course, Lindeman Chimney, 847-918-7994. Can you talk about townhome condos for sale in Chicago? Have one for sale for months with no results. Amy Kite.
Yes. Chicago is a bit of a challenge. We are seeing rents decrease and property values decrease in Chicago. So, but we pull all the statistics and stuff. We can show you, you know, where things are actually at right now. But it is a tougher market, not like the suburbs.
All right. 8773. Amy and her team were great in helping us purchase our first home in Bolingbrook. Dave and his team were great as well. So thank you for that. I'm sorry, toilet lady, you're not going to experience greatness, but that's okay. 847, I have a nice home in Prospect Heights that was built in 1999. I would like to spend $25,000 either to finish a basement or brick paver patio. Which is the best investment, Mrs. Kite?
Neither. Right. We're both going to say neither.
Do we need to do the kitchen or the bathroom?
Those are your two options. Let's not steer off the course.
Basement or brick patio, I'm probably going to go basement.
If they could add a bathroom in the basement, that would be
that would help.
That would help. But I mean, really, that's
I like the painting and the floor idea. Change your front door. Those are good ideas. But yeah,
new basement furnace.
Remodel.
New furnace.
Oh, yeah. That's new furnace.
Idea. There sure, you sure,
go. Or sell the house.
Yeah. Change the fixtures.
And put vinyl floor in the basement.
Yeah.
And black faucets.
And black or gold faucets.
And that's now...
And a self-cleaning toilet.
And new ballistic-proof doors that Tom Janke, with his 9mm, will prove to you. He will put his wife behind the door.
Oh, man.
And he will be, what, 10 paces?
She's not going to hold the sample up. Yeah.
That sounds like a Hogle comment, not a Janke comment.
I love my wife so much, I tried to shoot her through the door, and the door stopped it. Here's a tough one for you, Rich Dykstra. 318 text. What is the weather for tomorrow?
I think it's going to be cold.
Pretty dang gone
sunny
cold.
Sunny and 80.
Yeah. 3-1, no, it's like 30 below. We're supposed to get another couple inches tonight from what they say. I got some gas before coming down. Saw a guy with the blade on the other side of the pumping station there. I said, hey, what are they predicting? He's like, 1 to 2, but lake effect, we could get it 3 to 4, and they're predicting 12 inches on Tuesday. Did anybody hear that?
No.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, no. So whatever. Listen, hey. We're in Chicago.
It's Chicago.
We got 10 inches a couple weeks here. No big deal. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Martin and Glenview, how can we help you?
Yeah, so thank you for taking the call. I just bought a house down in Florida, and living up here, I don't have the contacts down there. I need a jumbo mortgage, and I want to understand if you guys have contacts or a license down in Florida. That's the first question. Real quick, second question, building on one that you had a while back. If a house in today's escalating price market doesn't appraise and you don't want to lose it, you're better off paying cash for it and then just taking a refinance out yourself. And does that change the appraisal aspect of this? It must, right?
Amy?
Put it up down. Said another way. If you put it up down, does it really matter what the home appraises at?
No, and here's the thing. You can still make up the difference. So if the appraisal comes in $20,000 less, you just come to the table with that $20,000. So I'd recommend you still finance it. Right. Money's too cheap not to finance today. So finance it, just make up the difference.
Here's a perfect example. Yeah. If you buy a home for $500,000, okay, and you want to put 20% down, that's $100,000, okay? And the place appraises for $480,000 because the market hasn't caught up because there hasn't been any comps. You could still buy it for $500,000, Martin, okay? Challenge is the financing is based upon the purchase price or appraised value, whichever is less. The lesser of the purchase price or appraised value. So your 80% would be based upon $480,000, okay? So you have two options. You do 80% of $480,000 if you want to continue to bring in the 20%, plus the extra $20,000 between $480,000 and $500,000, or... you just bring in less, and you go with private mortgage insurance, and you don't bring in the 20%. Okay, you could still buy the 480 house for 500. Financing is going to be based off of 480. You run with PMI for a couple of short period of time, because once you buy it for 5, and the next two people buy it for 510, 515, 520, right, Amy? That's how it works.
Yep.
You'll be out of PMI relatively fast. That's how I would do it, buddy. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, so you guys have contacts for jumbo products down in Florida?
Yeah, we have jumbo contacts in every state in this fine country of ours.
Yeah, well, maybe I can somebody can take my number offline or something.
Yeah,
we can talk because I got to apply for this by the end of the week.
Done. We'll get it done today. Hang tight, buddy. We'll send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product to boot. 312-981. Not only will you get a jumbo loan, but we'll send you your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. Out in Antioch, Griffin. How are you?
Hey, David.
Hey, Griffin.
Love your show.
Thank you. Love you. Love you, too, professionally.
I just had a question about a furnace. What exactly what companies are, what companies should I avoid? Because it's definitely not been following the one-year rule. Is there any companies that you think are reputable or some that you think should be avoided fixing up your furnace or tuning it up?
Sure. Well, I could tell you one. Dykstra Home Services. Rich, you want to give out, Griff, your phone number?
1-800-421-3220.
We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product as well, buddy. 312-981-7200. Thanks for calling, Griffin. Chris, how are you? Naperville, how can we help you?
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call. So I'm curious, Dave and Amy, where do you stop when you're going to put a home on the market and it's a large home and the two bathrooms and the kitchen? It's so pricey. I guess I'm curious.
So, yeah, you got to make a determination if you can only do one, which one's more important based on what's most dated, right? So,
and the condition.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if we're looking at doing kitchens and baths, can we maybe paint the cabinets and just replace the countertops and maybe the hardware? Maybe we can do that and then get one bathroom done. So, you know, that's where you got to kind of look at it and see how can we make this X amount of money go as far as possible to do what you need.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Anything else, Chris? That was easy.
Yeah.
No, it's just, you know, I've had people come in and say, you know, master bath, regular bath, kitchen. But as you know, when you add that up, it's quite pricey.
Yep.
The bathrooms are your 80s, you know, big jacuzzi that nobody uses anymore. So the bathrooms are going to be expensive as it is. And I think Amy's idea about maybe perhaps painting cabinets or refreshing in some way, hopefully we can do that.
Well, let me go ahead, Amy.
I was going to also say sometimes, Chris, if you just add trim to the cabinets, that can dress them up nicely also. And I've seen, you know, sometimes people have those oak cabinets. You add a black trim to it, it really makes it look cool today. So there's a lot of different options. Then that's what our agents come out and look at and go, all right, maybe, you know, do this and then go put the money over here. You got to get rid of that flooring in that bathroom or whatever. So
at one time, Chris, did you use that hot tub a lot or whirlpool a lot?
Never.
Liar. Never. She's a liar.
No, never. Unless they have kids.
She's a liar.
Then they treat it like a pool.
How much wine did you consume in that bathtub? You're under oath.
It'll just be for Valentine's Day this weekend, and then that's it, once a year.
Mm-hmm. So, you see, she went from not using it ever to once a year, which
this
means...
This year she's going to do it.
Yeah. Which means birthdays and special occasions. It's not just one time a year.
Okay.
She's not telling the truth. Her statement was factually inaccurate, counselor. I just want the record to be shown. I know she's in there all the time doing things that she doesn't want to talk about on the radio, which is perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's a family show.
It's a family show, Chris, and I just upset the toilet lady. So hang on one second, Chris. All right, we're going to send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product. You're awesome. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We have the spotlight, the first responder medical professional spotlight, Dr. Michael McGuire. He is my... I know this is going to sound...
Oh, no.
I can't wait.
He's my urologist.
Okay.
Who I'm refinancing.
Uh-huh. Everybody's got to have one.
He's a good friend, very delicate, and he's got very soft hands. Northwestern Medicine Outpatient Center in Glenview is the recipient of the lunch yesterday from Ficino's in Glenview. We're going to go get the sub sandwiches, which are delicious. And Todd Denenberg, the owner, said, make sure you put the Italian sauce on there, the oil and everything. And I got cookies and cannolis, which are delicious. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Builders Supply Outlet, Dykstra Home Services, and Realtor Amy Kite. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This time of the show, we always... put a spotlight on first responders, medical professionals, to thank them for keeping us safe and healthy during these challenging COVID times and to give a little back and to say thank you. And this week we are putting a spotlight on my urologist, Dr. Michael McGuire. Dr. McGuire, how are you?
Good, David. Thank you for calling. I was all excited when I heard you wanted to talk to me on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Now I find out it's about something different. I'm disappointed.
Yes. Yes. He's not right, and that's why we get along. You are a urologist at the Northwestern Medicine Outpatient Center in Glenview, and that facility is in the Glen, Amy, okay, right off of Willow Road.
Yep.
And you guys do a lot of that facility, Dr. McGuire, in all seriousness. You have done COVID testing since the beginning of the outbreak last March. And thank you for being a pillar for the local community to be able to drive through and do drive-through COVID testing. And I know that you're part of 70 different doctors and over 150 support staff that work in that facility, but as a resident in the area and other on behalf of other residents, thank you for what you and the other doctors and the medical professionals during the heat and during the cold, and during the rain and during the snow, they're out there taking swabs and testing our residents within the community. So thank you, Dr. McGuire. Truly appreciate it.
With all due respect, I'm not out there. That the staff has been amazing, and you know the doctors. We all are in there and working, but the people who really deserve your thanks are the staff who's been out doing that, and we've just got some great people who work there, and they're amazing, and they've worked through all this, and each and every one of them's been as challenged, and they really appreciated you sending the pizzas over. They were great pizzas; the people loved it, and it was just amazing. And the whole staff really appreciated it. So thank you, David, for sending it over and recognizing them. And we really do appreciate all the people who've kept coming, and our staff has been amazing through this.
Well, just to let and we have Todd Denenberg, the owner of Vecino's Pizza, on the line. But first, for our listeners that don't know where Glenview is, it's in the northern suburbs of Chicago, established in 1899. The mayor listed as village president is Jim Patterson. It's in Cook County. Population 47,308. Surrounding towns: Prospect Heights, Wilmette, Northbrook, where I live. One time home of the Glenview Naval Air Station, where your facility is right now, Dr. McGuire. I think you were at the tip of the runway, Amy, right? That facility, they're right at the corner. It's that 7-8-story medical building across from the Costco.
Yep, know it well.
Know it well. And the old, now defunct Harley Davidson motorcycle place, that building is where Dr. McGuire and the other medical team reside out of. That was the end of the runway of the old Glenview Naval Air Station. Notable people from Glenview: Jason Brett, founder of the Apollo Theater; Pat Foley, the voice of our Chicago Blackhawks; and Patrick Stump, the lead man of the Fallout Boys. Todd Denenberg from Vecino's Pizza. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, David. Thanks for having me so much, my friend. And I wanted to wish my wife, Stephanie, a happy early Valentine's.
That's good. We already have. So don't worry about it. So Todd gave us sub sandwiches that we all have enjoyed. Yeah, he brought the pizzas over. Doc McGuire only wanted three, so I sent over nine. Because I know Doc's a big eater, and I wanted his staff to have some pizza, because this guy could eat, okay? I said, how many for your staff? He's like, just send over three, we'll be fine. I'm like, dude, I've been out with you. He's a ferocious eater. He polished off like 2.5 with just him and I go out. So I bought nine, to share. And Todd gave us not only sub sandwiches, but these cannolis.
Oh,
would forget about it.
They were good.
Todd. I knew
you guys were going to love the cannolis, and we also gave you the chocolate toffee cookies.
Yes,
those are great.
Yes, fabulous.
So
and the trio subs with the jardinera.
Yeah,
and will everybody tell Todd that we did put the Italian dressing?
Yes, it was a must.
And the jardinera.
Four freaking emails. Make sure that they put the Italian dressing in. So I want to let everybody know, Dr. McGuire, as you know, I'm an eater. And I had to do a little taste test yesterday to make sure the quality of the cannoli,
of course, thank
and
you.
The toffee cookies were up to speed
really
for you guys. So I had a roadie, if you will. That's my new word. I ate it on the road. I didn't make it from. It didn't even make it out of Glenview, by the way. And I'm staying with my in-laws still in Long Grove.
In their basement.
Didn't make it probably 2 miles. Polished off a cannoli. Delicious. And I polished off one of these toffee cookies, which Rich Dykstra is a cookie connoisseur. Mm-hmm. Mr. Dykstra, with a mouthful of cookies.
Thanks for that, David.
Would you rate the cookie on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would have to say it's about an 11.
11, okay.
There you go. All right, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
So, Todd, thank you for dropping the pizzas off. You've survived this, okay? And how does it feel to, like, coming out of the corner here, Todd?
I'll tell you, it's been very, very difficult. We finally kind of see a light at the end of the tunnel here. And thank you and everyone who is providing food for all our brave first responders. It's tremendous. And please support small business, everybody. And we're doing Valentine's Day heart-shaped pizzas,
nice.
So everyone knows.
And
we got two Glenview locations, and we got North Shore Pizza Company in Northfield.
What number do they call, Todd?
So we got 847-498-3888. 724-9500, and then 446-4444 for North Shore.
So let me get back to Dr. McGuire. Doc, where are we on the grand scheme of things turning the corner, the light at the end of the tunnel. It's not a freight train anymore. Are you guys seeing in the medical profession, because you're the first doctor we've had on, are we getting closer to coming out of this fog?
Well, I'd like to say there is nobody more appropriate to talk about COVID than a urologist. But given those limitations, things are certainly getting better. We're seeing fewer patients in the hospital, fewer patients in the intensive care unit, and that's great. Is it gone? Absolutely not. But our staff, that the people are working, and we're doing elective surgeries again, and so we're seeing fewer cases, and people are getting their immunizations. All those are still under state guidance, and so every institution is different, and I can't get anybody in to get a shot. Look around, and people are getting them. So it's exciting that people are getting vaccinated, and it is. I think we're getting back to normal somewhat, and that's wonderful.
And on a serious note, if you're a white male over 50 or an African American male 40 or over, getting your prostate checked on a healthy reason, you know, to be just a little serious here, is critical and very, very annually should be done, correct?
Correct. And in light of COVID, we've seen so many people that didn't go to the doctor and having problems and saying, I'm too afraid to go because I might get COVID and things like that. It's time to put that thinking behind you, because heart disease and cancer and problems still exist, and the other things still occur. So it is real, and you know, people have put off, and I'm seeing things that should have been dealt with a year ago. And it's, you know, you do the right things. You wear your mask, you stay socially distanced, you be careful, but it is safe to go to the doctor, and it's necessary to do that.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being soft like pillows and 10 being boulders, my prostate is on, you know, where does that fall into?
Well, you know, we'll have to reevaluate. That's, you know, we're due.
We're due. Amy?
Yeah, so my father just passed away 2 weeks ago, and it started with prostate cancer. And when he was diagnosed just a year ago, I asked him, because prostate cancer is curable. It's absolutely treatable. And he said he had probably had it for 5 to 10 years.
Wow.
And my mom will tell you he probably had it longer than that.
Right.
And refused to deal with it.
That's typical.
And with this situation right now, so many people are denying symptoms and not taking care of their health. And, you know, COVID shocked us all, and it made everybody reassess, but it's time to get back to normal, and it's time to remember that those other things didn't go away. So it's necessary to come back and do your routine maintenance. And the Glenview Center, we have internists, we have family practice, we have pediatricians, we have cardiologists, dermatologists. It's a full-service center, and, you know, so whatever you need, that's an opportunity for you. But my feeling is that people need to start taking care of themselves and not just hide from COVID.
Dr. McGuire, thank you for all you do, and the medical professionals at the Northwestern Medicine Outpatient Center in Glenview. Todd Denenberg, owner of Acino's, thank you for what you do, keeping our community fed in a safe and socially distant manner. You can't even go in his restaurant, and thank you for supplying the area with delicious food. And
Dr. Thank you so much for having me, David.
All right, buddy. Enjoy your holiday. Go ahead, Mike.
David, one more thing. Hey, if you haven't refinanced your loan, I just talked to David this week. I have got a 15-year loan instead of a 30-year loan at a lower payment. The interest rates are so low. So you're crazy if you don't talk to David. My wife and I are going to save ungodly amounts of money just because money is so cheap. So if you haven't refinanced your loan, look at it. Just like you've never had the opportunity, you need to not forget about anything else other than COVID, remember, it's a time to look at your loan and see if you can save a ton of money. You'll never see these rates again.
All right, yeah. There's Dr. McGuire, the official medical spokesperson of the Team Hochberg.
That was a Hochberg live read.
That was damn good, Doc. I might have to buy
dessert. You might need to record that.
After my prostate exam. After he does the exam, we usually go for a steak. Might have to buy him a little dessert after that one. All right, Doc, you sicko.
Thanks, man.
All right, brother. Talk to you later. That was Dr. McGuire. That's why he's not right. I mean, he's a urologist. He's like this world-renowned specialist in diagnosing all this stuff. He's a little off. That's why I go to him. He's great. Right? All right, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 262 up in Wisconsin. Everybody needs to take a chill pill. Love your show, and we definitely need a dose of humor in this COVID-19 time. Tony in Wisconsin.
Hey, Tony
in Wisconsin. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call and text line and picture line. Keep sending the pictures. And a lady just, a texter sent in a picture of their floor and the gaps in the floor. Hi, David. Love your show. When the wood floor was installed, the gap was left underneath the fireplace hearth.
Yep. That's okay.
English is
You're
my
in
second,
the mortgage.
English is my second language, caveman. My first language, Amy, as you know. Lots of cold air comes in. What ideas do you have to block it off? Right now we have just a stuffed bubble wrap and towels into the space. Thanks in advance. I try never to miss your show, and I tell others to listen as well. It is a she, Margaret, in Arlington Heights. What do you recommend?
Well, first, I'd have them check to make sure their flue's closed, because I've seen that, where people just leave their fireplace flue open. Second thing, I've seen towels. You can add a piece of trim. You can technically insulate that gap. Maybe. I'd have to look at the picture.
Okay. Well, we'll get you a copy of the picture.
We can send her a text.
My patio door, Tommy, doesn't have a screen. Where can I get one? Don't know where the door came from. Thanks, David and Bolingbrook.
I'd say, you know, they do sell some aftermarket screens that you can, adapt whether it's a Therma-Tru or a Masonite door. I'm just trying to think if some of the best, depends if it's a sliding door, if it's a French door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it a wood door?
We don't know. Vinyl? If our listeners would send us a picture, we'd be able to get that to you. So if you have that time to take a picture, that would be great to send it to us.
We got a guy that makes custom screens.
So yeah, there you go.
You just have to work a track system out to be able to put it, you know, depending again on its size.
Mm-hmm. 708, upstairs I have two 12x12 bedrooms. Ready, Amy?
Mm-hmm.
Painting the picture for you here, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
But the back bedroom has no exit to a hallway. You have to walk through one to get to the one that has the hallway exit.
Nope.
Is that set up only counted as a one bedroom since the other one has no exit to the hall?
Correct. Yes, because you cannot have to walk through one bedroom to get to another. They will not count that as a bedroom.
Why? What? I mean, you see walk-in crazy things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was a walk-in closet they turned into a bedroom?
Could be.
Maybe split one room in half. I mean, there's all kinds of things that people
it's
have
nice
done.
It's nice if you have kids, maybe.
Well, you could use it.
Yeah. Lock him in the
You're
back
right.
room.
Well, I didn't say lock.
Make it soundproof.
So you get a little bit of separation from kids, but not that much. I don't know. I got a bunch of them.
The DCF will be checking out your home later today. Yeah, put them in the back room where they can't.
I didn't say lock them.
Right. Time to cut a hole in the wall and put a door in. Kind of a two-bedroom.
Yeah. Might be able to do that.
Yep. Are there code issues on that? Just knocking a hole in the wall? Or maybe there's no room to knock a hole in the wall?
Yeah. Chances are, if they're tandem rooms, you don't have access to a hallway, or somebody would have probably already done that. Generally, tandem rooms don't have access to a hall. But that's where we would go in, too. And sometimes even with lofts, we'll recommend people make them bedrooms because the value of a four-bedroom versus a three in a loft, for a silly wall, Jeremy.
Yep.
Right. I mean, you can increase your value $10,000+ for the cost of putting up a wall and maybe throwing in a closet.
Yep.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call and text line. Dorothy in Oak Forest, you have a boiler question.
Yes, I do. I have a boiler. It's a Peerless boiler. It's probably 14 years old. I've had it serviced numerous times. And I just had it serviced a couple days ago because I had no heat. Problem with me, it's still working, but there's terrible banging in my pipes every time it comes on. I'm wondering if this is normal. Do I have to get it bled? And if so, what would that involve?
Tom?
Okay.
Tom?
Really?
Rick?
No.
Rich?
Yeah. Okay, it could be a couple things. It could be air in the line.
Right.
Or they could have the boiler set too high, and it's starting, the water's starting to boil. And that's where you're getting the banging. We're close to you at Dykstra Home Services. We're probably 2 miles from your house. So if you'd like, we can come out and check it out for you.
How'd you like Rich to come out to your house, Dorothy?
I think it would be wonderful.
I'd be glad to do that.
He polishes off toffee chocolate chip cookies with
kind of his pro level. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
There you go.
Can you work on that by the time after the show until he gets there? You got enough eggs and toffee and everything? Can you work on that?
No.
All right.
No. That's all right.
I'll give you a call probably Monday morning and shoot over there and listen to your boiler.
All right, hang on, Dorothy. We're going to send
you a
Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice, 312-981-7200. And by the way, Banging Pipes was the name of my garage band in high school. But you didn't know that, Rich.
No, I didn't know that. I did not know that.
I'm a multi-talented, faceted individual.
You amaze me every time I come here.
The Banging Pipes. That was freshman year. Okay. I switched groups throughout as I got older.
Yeah.
I got more talented.
Sure.
And I needed more of a larger audience.
I see.
312-981-7200. What are you laughing at, Tom Janky? You know it's true. 312-981-7200. Amy's back there going, he's 100% right. He's very talented. 312-981-7200. MicroPros, call, text, and picture line.
Yep.
By the way, Jeremy, that's how you give out a sponsored line name and number.
It seems like you got that now.
I got it down. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Here's my chance to upset another one of our texters. 773, my vinyl door, bathroom door, has blackened. Nothing will clean it. What can I use?
Buy a new house.
So I said move.
Yeah, don't even change your door.
Sure, I lost another opportunity.
If you can't get it off, you're going to have to replace the door.
How much is a vinyl door?
Well, first of all, this is an interior door.
It says my vinyl bathroom floor. Oh, sorry. My vinyl bathroom floor has blackened.
Floor.
Nothing
they
will
might
clean
have a
it.
Leak.
My bad. That's not good.
No, they might have a leak.
Might have a leak underneath, yeah. Right? Yes. And you might have mold.
Yeah.
Right. And there's different vinyl. There's a plank vinyl and there's sheet vinyl.
Yep.
So
sounds like sheet.
Yeah, if it's sheet vinyl, I would tear it up. You know, fix whatever. You've got to go in and you got to treat that subfloor and then probably put down a plank.
Yep.
All right. Yep. So 773, if you could send us a picture of that, that would help our experts help you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Always trying to help my local family. Not family. Yeah, we're getting a major echo. Can you guys fix that? 312-981-7200. Alan in Pleasant Prairie.
Yes.
How can we help you, buddy?
Last September, we had a fire in our condo.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't our condo, but we have the residual damage of water and everything.
Sure. So a neighbor of yours had fire, and your condo got hit. Damaged.
Yeah,
okay.
Got hit by water.
Right.
And smoke.
Right.
A couple months ago, I called my mortgage guy.
Okay.
To say, can I refinance the condo because rates are low?
Right.
And he's like, well, no, if they call for an appraisal, it probably won't appraise out to what it should be.
Okay. Did he put it through the system to see if you got a property inspection waiver or no?
No, he did not. Okay. He just advised me over the phone.
How much do you owe on the condo?
About 124.
What's it worth?
About 180.
How much damage is done into your condo, or is it just smell? Smoke?
Oh, no, they ripped pretty much everything out. Pipes, redoing a leg. They have to rebuild everything to code. It's in Kenosha.
All right, so it's not in livable form right now.
No, it's not livable right now.
All right, so then you have to wait till it's done in case you go into foreclosure. Then the lender has an unsaleable product.
Right. Well, it's not going to go into foreclosure.
Well, they don't know that.
We
trust you.
Yeah, I trust you, Ray, in Orland Park. Yeah, Alan in Pleasant Prairie. Of course, you know your home would never go into foreclosure. I'm just saying, Ray in Orland is a little more of a challenge. You know, but you never. That would never happen. No, I'm just saying that if something would go wrong with you, right? You had a heart challenge and you passed away. Then that home, if there's nobody there to pay for that, it would go into foreclosure, and then the lender. Servicer would go to unload that house, that condo that's not done. So there's no value there. So your condo has to be completed. Does that make sense, Alan?
It does, actually. I mean,
right. Well, we appreciate
it. I just want to take advantage of the low rates.
I fully understand. Yep. I totally get it. But you know what? We're going to make you happy with a Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. Tom, how are you? Tom.
No, Tom.
Okay, trying to help out. Tom Lawn and Leisure, that they have snow plows available that can't get them on the phone. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Mr. Dykstra, what electric towel heaters do you recommend to our 708 area code?
The oil-filled are probably the best for a tower, but just make sure whatever one you get that has a tip-over switch. So if it gets tipped over, it shuts off automatically. Some do not have that.
Okay.
And that's where you run into an issue.
And now I got 815 busting on me. Got to be the guy, but don't use extension cords on space heaters. I have a tower that has a shutoff that if I plug it into the regular...
It's got to tilt, right?
It's not going to tilt. Oh, okay. It's going to blow the fuse.
Right.
So I run with a heavy, heavy duty extension cord that I pull out of the wall when I'm done. And I don't use it if I'm not in my office. And then I pull it out of the wall and unplug it from the extension cord to make sure it's double off. When I leave the office, in case we get 30 below, it's a little chilly in my office because my office isn't that well heated.
Yeah.
Not much I could do about it. Am I doing all right?
You're fine. You're fine. They just don't want you to use a little, like those little brown
sure.
extension
cords.
Right.
Sure, one. Yeah.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
Dr. McGuire would like to know if you service Evanston.
We will for him.
Okay. All right. Amy, did you want to say anything more about Evanston, about what a great town it is?
Evanston is an awesome town.
Okay. And Dr. McGuire lives there.
Okay.
Hey, Jake, are you ready with the horn? All right. So Lou Manfredini has got a horn
when he gives out a little bike horn.
Yeah. And we don't want to like plagiarize what Lou does because
he's Lou.
He's Babe Ruth of Saturday mornings here at WGM. Yeah. But we have an opportunity here, 773. You need a screen door. And we want to refer you over to Lou Manfredini's Ace Hardware, because that's Tom's idea, because Tom looked at your picture on the MegaPros call, text, and picture line. Go ahead, Jake. Here. Okay, that's the way we roll.
Was that the Hawks game? Or?
No. It's like, I think it's a
Burlington Northern.
It's a Burlington Northern. You know, Lou's got the bike horn, so
gotcha.
We've got the train horn.
Yeah.
So you saw the picture.
I saw the picture. It looks like a sliding glass door, and typically a sliding glass door has already got the track on it.
Yeah.
So regardless of who the manufacturer is, I believe you can go to Ace Hardware. I know they make window screens, but I can't help to think that why wouldn't they be able to make a patio screen?
Yeah. So and Lou owns two Ace Hardwares.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And one's in Edgebrook?
I think it's Edgebrook, and the other one is in Villa Park.
In Villa Park.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. So why don't you send it over to stop into Lou's Ace Hardware, bring in the dimensions.
Yep. Yes.
And they should be able to make up a screen door, a door screen for you.
Yeah, and when you start talking about dimensions, I mean, if you measure that door and it's a 5-foot slider or a 6-foot slider, that's basically what you have to tell them.
You know, it doesn't have to be to the tenth of an inch.
No, your typical 6-8 height, but they'll know that. But it's not that difficult.
773, question on a new house. We want our ductworks cleaned. However, there are 6 small pieces of asbestos tape, not insulation, on 2 parts of the ductwork. Mr. Dykstra.
We would set them up with an asbestos abatement company that will come out and remove that asbestos properly, and then we can clean their ducts.
773, Mr. Dykstra. Is there a company who would clean ductwork with a waiver? Don't understand what that means. That's from Katie. What does that mean, with a waiver?
With a waiver.
Like one of these?
A waiver. We'll clean their ducks for sure if they need a waiver
or
of
like
lien. Waiver of lien when we're done. That's no problem.
Okay.
Or like if property damages, maybe that's what they mean? Or,
I don't know.
Could be.
Okay.
It could be an insurance waiver, yeah. too.
Insurance
in case
waiver.
You don't right. damage something. Okay, right. So 773, Rich will follow up about that. 847, if we need to replace both furnace and air conditioner, can they both be replaced in the winter, or do they have to wait until the spring? Thank you, Sue.
What we do is we'll give you the price on the full combo. We'll come out now and do the furnace and coil, and then in the spring we'll give you a call and set the condenser outside, and that's when your warranty will start.
There you go. Nice. Phone number?
1-800-421-3220.
All right, we're coming into the final home stretch of the show. 312-981-7200 to MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. That number again is 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Tom Janke, Ray in Orland Park has a question for you. Thanks for calling, Ray.
Hi, I heard Amy Kite say earlier today that oak cabinets are cheap. What would you recommend to increase the value of your home?
I'd be really careful with the...
Some oak cabinets
are
cheap.
Correct, yep. Yeah. So you got to be careful because some of them really look cheap.
Right.
Yep. So a lot today people will either paint those. You have to do a really good job of painting them. Or, you know, it's white and gray today, really.
Yeah. Well, white, gray shaker. But the newest thing is, and we just put a display, blue shaker.
Yeah.
The blue is... You know, the only oak cabinets that we sell today, it's called a quarter sawn oak. That
super
is
pretty.
An absolute gorgeous look. It's a completely different graining. Yeah. It's more of a consistent...
Like Amish furniture.
Very much like Amish furniture,
yep,
yes.
Yep. Very pretty.
But if you go to paint cabinets today, especially oak, you just can't put a layer of paint on them. You got to sand them down to try to get that grain down. Then you got to take and apply...
Miracle multiple method does a good job with it. Miracle method does a fantastic job even with oak cabinets.
Yeah, multiple layers of a primer just so you don't have that grain that's good. I've seen people paint oak cabinets and those grains just pop right out.
I'm going to give you a number, Ray, okay? His name is David Haas, and the company name is Miracle Method. They're located in, where are they located?
I don't know.
Gosh, dang
fantastic.
It. No, they're fantastic. It's out west. I know I'm going to find it. 312-98. No, that's our number.
You could just call him.
Here's David's number. I'm going to get you the address. It's off Irving Park Road. It's six.
But, if you like just the wood look without it being painted, do you recommend mahogany or a cherry versus oak or
maple? Still in
hickory?
Yeah, hickory, maple, knotty alder. Those are your big ticket cabinets nowadays.
Maple is the number one stained cabinet that goes out today, and cherry's not too far beyond it because cherry. There used to be a huge difference in price between maple and cherry, and the price of cherry has come down significantly.
Yeah, it depends on the look that you're looking for. If you want that like cottagey look or kind of like a more modern, depends on the finish.
Hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. And Miracle Method is located off of Addison, 629 North Addison Road, Addison Avenue in Villa Park, Illinois. So it is west. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text,
Let's
and
be clear.
Photo
anywhere
line.
East from here is there, right? In that water? I just wanted to be clear. Everything's west.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, I just want to. I'm looking outside. There's water right there.
We're on the radio.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for specifying that. You're awesome. Amy, 630, how are empty lots selling? That wasn't a joke.
we actually have sold an empty lot. Some lots are selling. People have had to go into building today because there isn't enough inventory. So I would tell you they're probably selling a little better than what they had been for the last 10, 12 years. You're not going to make a fortune on it.
Okay. We have 347. No idea what that is. Maybe... that's a new area code. 23-year-old house, builder used standard grade Pella windows. The wood interior has rotted over the years. I always get more, but I clean them often. Know what that means.
Maybe moisture or mold. Mold. Maybe mold.
It's M-O-R-E. Okay, whatever. Might be spell check. They even had a lawsuit against them, but I missed the cutoff date. Not sure how long I'm going to stay in the house, but like to replace them. Last quote I got from Anderson was 40 G's. which makes sense because I have a lot of windows. Please suggest a new excellent brand. We recommend Nextdoor and Window. 708-417-3831. Ask for Justin. He's a good guy. He comes on the show. He's great. He takes care of all of our clients. He did John Williams windows as well, and he's very happy. Nextdoor and Window, Justin, 708-417-3831. 312-981-7200 to MegaPro's call and text line. David, you speak very fast. We're old, and us old people can't write as fast as you talk. Can you please give me the name and phone number of the lady that called for the in-home care? Okay, I will say it slow. The name of the company is In-Home Caregivers. Her name was Candace Fire. It's spelled F-I-E-R, but it's pronounced F-I-R-E. And her phone number is 847-219-1718, 847-219-1718. So there you go on that, 312-981-7200. We had a complaint that this show is nothing but one big commercial for 3 hours, and I respectfully disagree with you, 847. I respect everybody's opinion, but I completely disagree. You call in with a question. There are shows here on WGN that constantly give out advice throughout the entire day and on Saturday. The only difference between this show and the other shows, in my professional opinion, honest, humble opinion, is that we bring in the owners of companies to answer your questions directly. That's the only difference.
The pros.
The pros. And you know what?
On site.
Nine times out of ten, if we have you call in with a question and we'll have an answer, and we don't solicit you at all. Mm-hmm. If you would like to call any of us here, just like if we were on John Williams' show answering your questions, or Anna's show, or Steve's show, or Bob's show, and we ask a question when we're in studio, you have your choice to ask the question, take the information, call that person up, or take that information and go to another professional within that industry. You're coming here to get honest advice. You want to use us, great. If you don't want to use us, that's great too. But you know what? You have a choice, and we're giving you advice. Yep. There's no different, right? And if you like us, stay with us. If you don't like us, then you know what?
It's okay.
It's okay. Yep. It's fine.
Unless you have a blue toilet.
Unless you have a blue and green toilet, which we then, completely upset.
Then we know you're not listening.
Then you know you're not listening, even though she sent us a text that she'll never listen again. But she keeps sending us text messages. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Amy, if our listeners want to think about or are thinking about moving in the fall, okay, we got a text here from 847. I'm thinking about moving to Florida in the fall. When should I list my home?
Probably a couple months prior to that, with the way the inventory is, just depending upon the price range. If it's a higher price house, you're going to need to start a little earlier than that. So, you know, that's where you get a professional out, and based on what your property value is and that kind of thing, they can kind of give you an idea of how many days on market it's taking.
We thought it would take us 3 months to sell our home. Didn't think I'd be in my in-law's basement for the past 6 months, going on seven. Rich, it's a great experience.
Great.
I'd invite
Especially
you
on Valentine's Day. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a great experience. Good. Right. Can't get my groove on in my in-law's basement. 312-981-7200. Sold it in 4 days.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was coming right in the throat of the pandemic last summer. And she sold her house. Amy sold her house in 4 days.
She's awesome.
312-981-7200. Tommy, if our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information about all of the services that you provide and all of the products that you provide them, how do our listeners reach out to you?
They can reach us at 708-343-3900 or go to our website at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
MegaPros Jeremy of MegaPros Home Improvements. Do we have any sighting of your father?
No.
Good.
847-658-8989.
Amy Kite from the Amy Kite team of Keller Williams Infinity.
Correct.
If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team, how do they reach out to you?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Mr. Richard Dykstra, it's going to be cold outside. It's very, 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 very dangerous out there.
Yes, it is.
If you need your heating element, heating unit checked, or you're not getting heat, what number should our listeners call?
1-800-421-3220 or DykstraHomeServices.com.
If you want a texter called in, question about ductwork, nope. Over the years, we have gotten water in our basement many times. We have fixed the problem, and the basement is now finished. Is there a reputable company that can test for mold? Yes, JC Restoration, Corey Ambrose, 630-340-0000. 6304-0349. Amy knows this firsthand. 630-340-0349, because the buyers of my home thought we had mold, and we sent Corey through it with like in the mold measuring machine. Finder. They couldn't find an ounce of mold, and they were driving me crazy. And Amy's like, enough already. And Corey put that to bed. So nice. They're great. As for Corey Ambrose, he's awesome. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. I'm David Hochberg. Thanks for listening. Be careful out there, folks. Yep. It's very dangerous. And if you see a snowplow behind you, it might be a good idea not to try to cut them off. Okay? They're trying to clear the roads for us. Be safe. And take care of your family. It's very cold out there. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. You have been listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Have a great weekend, everybody.